May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our salvation. Amen. So as this is the, well, however many times that I've been with you since March, beginning to think that my sermons are probably need to be labeled under the term pandemic preaching. But not necessarily doom and gloom. Some folks are still prone to that and the end of the world kind of stuff. But since sharing good and hopeful word in the midst of a pandemic. So just to start you out with a little story. There was a congregation that was searching for a pastor. And as the call committee had narrowed down the choices, they invited one to come in. And the pastor came in and a couple of members of the call committee were fishermen. They like to fish. And so they thought, well, let's invite this prospective pastor out to go fishing with us. So they invited, and the pastor said, oh, that'd be great. I'm in town for a few more days. I like to fish. So they get all their fishing tackle and everything together, get some for the pastor. They go down to the lake. They're in the boat. They're out in the middle of the lake, and they're fishing. All of a sudden, a storm rolls up. Waves coming up. Boat topples over. Okay. They're out there, scared to death, screaming. And the guys are like, where'd the pastor go? Where'd the pastor go? And they turn around and look, and the pastor is walking on water across to them. One of them looks at the other, oh, great, pastor can't even swim. So we look at things some ways positively, but some negatively. I'd rather look at the positive than the negative, but I know the negative's there and I have to speak on it. We have to deal with it. So someone once said, in the cross, Jesus takes a minus and turns it into a plus. Out of something bad, God brings something very good. So when all the negativity of the world takes aim at Jesus, Satan doing his best piece of work, Pharisees plotting to destroy him, his pain and suffering endured on the cross, God brings good news, the resurrection. The tomb is empty. No body is there. Two words, no body. And nothing to be found in the tomb except the garments. So you can't keep a good God down, especially ours. Back when I was little, I loved playing sports, still do. My body just kind of rebels against me in doing that. But I remember in baseball, Boyd Queen was my first T-ball coach. And then I had Don Beck for Pee Wee baseball and Jimmy Beck for Little League baseball. And Jimmy was, even though all three of those guys are great, Jimmy was by far the one that I grew the most with in baseball. And I remember him always telling us, keep your eye on the ball when you come up to bat. So that could mean the difference between a hit, a strikeout, or getting hit by the pitch. And I didn't like getting hit by the pitch very much, but I got hit by the pitch quite often. And Jimmy told me, he said, don't be afraid. Stand in there. He said, the only reason they're throwing at you is because they're scared you're going to knock it over the fence. So getting that fear out of me. So in Matthew 14, 22 to 33, we find similarity. Life, the focus of what we're doing at that time. Our focus on faith in the midst of troubles and difficulty. There's not enough space to describe all the troubles that we face in this world. The coronavirus, the economy, protests, division, an election year, people dying, people dealing with depression, isolation, and relationships that are turning for the worst. We don't have to like it, but that's life. That's how it is. But we have a choice. We can choose to focus on the bad things of life or focus on who has the ability to help us deal with it. In Matthew's account, we find Jesus, who had just fed 5,000 people on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. Then he sends the disciples across the lake. Several hours later, the disciples encounter a storm, and Jesus comes to them, walking on the water. The boat is battered by wind and waves of the storm, just like we feel battered by this pandemic storm, all the changes that we face from day to day. But in the midst of the storm, we should hear a very human, we have a very human reaction of anxiety and fear, but we should hear Jesus returning to us and saying, "It is I. Do not be afraid." So once again in our lives, Jesus can bring calm to a distressing situation by saying, "Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid." When feelings of distress seek to overwhelm us, Jesus brings his good word of assurance. We fix our sights on the financial news, medical updates about the virus, political battles, fear and anxiety. But the lesson of the gospel reading is we need to keep our eyes on Jesus, the one who stills the waters, calms the winds, brings peace to our fears, and overcomes the storms in our lives. Keep our eyes on Jesus because he's the one who will carry us through. So in the story, Jesus invites Peter to step out of his safety, out of the boat, in the midst of a storm that surrounds him, to step out in great faith. Jesus likewise invites us to step out in faith. And even with all the challenges and difficulties that come our way, it's still Jesus that is going to rescue us. So Peter steps out, and at least for a time, he's walking on the water toward Jesus, who had invited him. Peter does fine, but only for that moment that he is focused on Jesus. When he takes his focus and center attention off Jesus, he begins to sink. But it's Jesus that takes him by the hand. Takes him by the hand, lifts him up from what would have been a possible drowning. Several years ago, Gene McClellan composed the gospel pop song, "Put Your Hand in the Hand." Peter put his hand in the hand of Jesus, who lifted him up and saved him. The hand of the man who stilled the water. The hand of the man who calmed the sea. Jesus' hands were the ones nailed to the cross for you, for me. His hands bring healing, give sight to the blind. His hands bless children. His hands reached out to Peter in his time of terrible trouble. And his hands are there for you. So like the gospel and the gospel song encourage, put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water, the hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Put your hand in the hand of Jesus, who will carry you through. Please choose faith over fear.